You are listening to episode 1070. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme we explore in depth so you can master a particular quality in your life. And in this week's series, the focus is on managing conflict using the ancient wisdom of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. And so I'm going to share with you in this episode a meditation technique you can do when you sit down and meditate today, or that you can do as you go about your day. So these are techniques you can do on your meditation cushion or in your meditation chair, or right smack in the busiest part of your day. So we are in the middle of our seven-part series that we're exploring throughout the week. And so I thought I would include some words of wisdom on focus from Sun Tzu and guide you using a technique to help you focus as you manage conflict. So I want to share the words from Sun Tzu. He says, "Know yourself and you will win all battles." So as you focus on the present moment and what's really important to you, not what is triggering you at the moment or distracting you at the moment, but what's truly timeless or intrinsic about you. And in order to focus on you at your best, you at your finest, it helps to focus on your very first chakra. Now, if you're not sure what a chakra is, no worries. Chakras are considered energy centers within your body where you harbor or process your emotions. Just like we have organs to represent the different areas and functions of our physical body, and a structure, a spine and bones to support our bodies, the ancient yogis thought it made sense that we also have some way to catalog or organize our thoughts and emotions. And so they came up with seven chakras. Some people agree there are more or fewer than seven chakras, but most people agree there are seven. And they run kind of up and down your spine, influencing different emotions, as well as interconnecting with your organs. It's the mind-body connection. Well, your first chakra is located right at your coccyx, or the very base of your spine. And it represents your lower extremities, including your hips and your legs and your feet, anything that grounds you to the earth. So your first chakra is all about you feeling grounded. And when you focus on feeling grounded on your first chakra, it can really help you to manage conflict, whether it's internal conflict or external conflict. Remember, Sun Tzu, the whole premise of the Art of War was to actually avoid going into battle. It was all about managing conflict within yourself or with others to the point where you didn't need to go into battle. So, as you focus in your meditation today, consider what makes you feel grounded or rooted. As you're seated on the ground or standing up, connected to the ground, imagine yourself as a tree, rooted and strong. And when you think of a tree and the root system stretching out through the ground. Anchoring the tree, you could think of this as the people and influences you've had throughout your life. These could be your parents, your grandparents, or any other person who helped to nurture you as you were growing up. Maybe a teacher or a spiritual guide who helped you to feel a sense of moral justice, what was right and wrong according to your values. So when you consider this and you focus, you'll notice that you start to remember the best part of yourself. And as Sun Tzu says, know yourself and you will win all battles. When you start to remember yourself, you know yourself. So think back on the times in your life where you formed your value system, what was important to you. And would the people who influenced your life the most be proud of you, the way you might be managing conflict? And what would they be proud of you doing when you encounter conflict? This can bring you back to the best part of yourself when you focus on your values, on feeling grounded and rooted. So take this focus on you and your values and spend some time remembering. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation, that's half an hour or 15 minutes, whatever works best for you. I share a daily guided meditation over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I have a subscription membership site where you can receive these daily guided meditations, as well as access to over 1,000 guided meditations. And you get a slowdown guide with each week's techniques organized nicely for you, as well as a journal to help you explore a particular series in depth. And I invite you for 2 free weeks, absolutely free, unlimited access to this membership site. So again, you can head over to sipandom.com. That's my website. It's S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, ohm. You might say that as you meditate. Sipandom.com. Now go into your meditation, remembering you at your finest, your values, feeling connected. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.